The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 17, 1977, in Bombay, India.
Now he has given revolution also from peace to plants, insects, birds. That can be little elaborate evolution. Then human being, through God's mercy, love, this is the chance for understanding God. When if they are still kept in darkness like the animal, yes, dangerous, refusing the opportunity to live. By knowing this, he can get out of this continual evolution. That is anti-material world, Vaikuntha world. There he can actually live. Na jayate naam yate va. He does not take birth, neither dies, but dances with Krishna. That is life. That we are wanting, we are seeking after. But it is not possible here. Here, you have to go to the evolution for it. Again and again, if you don't take the opportunity for going back to home, then it is your misfortune. So this civilization keeping people in the unfortunate condition. Maam aprapya nivartante mitram sankara. This opportunity is to understand God and go back to Him. But that opportunity is being refused, therefore he is returning again to the same birth. From animal to man, from man to up and down. But Lehanta, that is very dangerous. Tatarya, you have to change it. Stop this. If you are a scientist, stop it. Continue as America forever. Why cannot? Why you are so proud of your so-called scientific degree? Then you are under control. We have constructed this skyscraper building. Live here forever. Why don't you live? Kicked out. In the same house can become a cockroach. Because you have got attachment. All that. Live here as cockroach. Who can check it? Cockroach is also life. They hunt them. Proprietor becomes cockroach. Can you check nature? Now your property next level is cockroach. Live here in your sky tower. How much valuable time he has wasted by constructing the sky tower? He remains there as a photograph, and actually his life is in the commode. Cockroach. He is living in the commode, and his son is worshipping him. Photograph. very important. Very misleading civilization. So we are trying to save everyone from this misleading. This is the Sabbath. We are trying ourselves to perfect and trying to teach others to perfect them. Krishna begins his teaching from this understanding. You learn this word. This is the beginning of life. And in the bodily concept of life, where is spiritual life? The talk of spiritual life, life is spiritual. That's all one has to understand. That I am not doing. Aham Brahmasmi. Radho Brahma Jivyam. Then if I am Brahma, then what is my life? So far I have led my body in concept of life, but I am Brahma. Then Brahma Jivyam. Radho Brahma. How Brahma lives, how Brahma is produced, what is the real life.
About transmigration of the soul, we were thinking to do that for our next film, because it seems like a very natural thing.
Transmigration, how can it go? The mind, intelligence, and ego, you cannot see. But we have to accept this mind.
We have not really worked out any details.
The details, you cannot show it. It is so fine. The guy here is the sky, but you cannot see it. The mind is finer than the sky. Yes, the sky. That is sky. That is the proof. But you cannot see. Shabda, sound. Sound is the sign of presence of sky. But you cannot see. It is there, it is the proof.
It can be suggested only.
That's right. Therefore, Shruti, which is beyond sense perception, you have to hear it from authority.
Like in the...
That is knowledge. Yes. We have seen it. This is asking, we have seen it. So grossly educated. Everything can be seen. Why? Everything. The same example we give. You have not seen your father. You have to hear, hear it. That is the proof.
It's like in this last film, we suggested that there is a soul in the hand sequence, and the hands are always changing, and the body grows old. So the idea was that there is something that's not changing there. So in film, there are certain techniques we can use to suggest, as Tamal Krishna Goswami said, certain ideas.
Idea is given there. Just like you cannot see the flavor, but still you are smelling some flavor. Here, there is rose flavor, passing. You cannot see what is that flavor, how it is being carried, but you can smell. Similarly, the soul is being carried by the mind, ego, and intellect. You cannot see, but you have to understand by hearing from the authority, like Krishna. Just so vidhime kutitim para, jiva bhuta maha. Beyond this material thing, there is another prakriti. There is it. That does not die. Na jayate na priyate. And that is being carried by mind into this. By a gross eye you will see the body is burnt into ashes. Where is soul and everything finished. The atheist will say like, Masmi bhutasya dehasya, bhuta punaragana. The body is already burnt into ashes, who is coming and is going? The atheist. Krishna doesn't say, na anandayana vāgī. So, he will accept the atheist of Krishna. That is our point.